I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Booble asked me if I had trouble opening the box this sweatshirt came in. And that is in reference to the discussion we had in Discord the other day, where I forget what it was, but Fat Kid Deals Nate shared a post where somebody was like doing something with boxes or whatever. Somebody couldn't do a cardboard box or whatever. And I was like, that person clearly never worked in a restaurant or whatever, because breaking down boxes is easy. You just need to like know how to do it. And King, I used to work at Carl's Jr. You used to work at Chili's. You broke down some boxes in your time, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking easy. Like when you know how to break down a cardboard box, it's done. It's like 3 seconds.
But
tops.
I'll say if it's been in a fridge or a freezer, it compromises the bonding of the tape and the cardboard a little bit.
I'll say I think it makes it easier. There's my argument. Because It's
oh yes,
when
it
you pull it apart, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you pull it apart,
if you get
then it's
off Amazon, you know, that's straight off the truck. It can be a little harder. It hasn't been. There's no moisture in there. You know?
Problem is these damn Nike boxes, you know, because they have like this the side stuff, like the ribbed stuff that you need to pull off just to be able to get in there. It's like, what are you doing? Like, been
this
making boxes for hundreds of years, man. Like, what are you doing?
This guy doesn't like women getting pleasure. He does not like things ribbed. That's for sure.
Well, wait a minute.
I haven't worn one of those in a minute, so I have no comment.
I am, yes. That is my official policy. I am against them. Yes. They are the worst.
I sent it in our group chat earlier. I was... listening back to last week's podcast, and old Braga Hintcliffe over here was way ahead of the game about just shitting on Puerto Rico. I mean,
I don't even remember doing it. Like, will you remind me what I said?
you said we should build a wall around Puerto Rico because they're trash people and they don't deserve to live.
I didn't.
Pretty much. I'm paraphrasing the end of it. I'm paraphrasing the end of it, but that was the gist of it.
That was the gist.
Yeah. Hey, man, once again, Sports Brewery Podcast leading the way in culture, you know? Like, everybody hitch on to the caboose and follow us, you know? We're the ones leading culture at this point, so...
Tastemakers, as you may.
All I can say is we're the trend machine, and get on board the bus, folks.
And watch out for his touring podcast, Kill Broggy, coming out soon.
Yep.
Jesus. Like, you told me that, and I was like, did I?
It seemed like a benign joke 7 days ago.
I know. Crazy how things change. Oh, boy. All right, let's get into the podcast, huh? I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. Twitter handles are on the picture of the podcast if you want to tweet at us, whatever.
I'm not King. I'm Chucky.
He's Chucky. Sorry, Chucky. Yep. Redheaded doll that stabs people. That's what he is. Yep.
Speaking of Fat Kid Deals, got these a couple years ago off
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, that's kind of clean. I don't hate that. Is it sharp still?
Sharp enough.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Yeah. If Braga takes off the glasses, he could be Sean Evans for Halloween. Maybe.
Well, the Hot Ones guy.
The Hot Ones guy. Yeah, he was trivia last week. Discord. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery, in that. We can send you an invitation if you want that. That is where we get our movie suggestions, our list ideas, where we BS about the World Series that is happening right now. All of those things. Also, twitch.tv/abrog87 if you want to watch us live do the sports podcast. We do it every Thursday. This week we're doing it on Wednesday because Halloween is Thursday. If you miss those, I post them on YouTube so you can watch them. I also separate out the segments that we do, post them on there so you can watch those as well. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. This week's movie, back to just normals. No more spooky month.
I think Ski got away with something there. I'm not.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. No, let's hear it.
Nah, Yeah, I think it should have been another spooky one to carry out the whole month, but you know.
Well, I mean, whatever. Sunday is November, so you know.
Yeah. Like, well,
I mean, if the fall of American society is not spooky enough for you, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Kamala's not going to win, so we'll be fine. Am I right?
I mean, am I right? I was in Grocery Outlet the other day, and two definitely old, crusty white men were joking about how Kamala's going to save us and Kamala's going to take care of us. And I was like, Jesus Christ, you're the two, like, oldest, dumbest men I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, shut the hell up. Like, I hear you. We know who you're voting for. You don't need to yell it in Grocery Outlet, you fucking weirdo.
If they were pronouncing her name correctly, then yes, they were probably voting for her.
Fair. So. You know, you're right. So maybe they are cultured.
Easy litmus test there for...
Last week, I heard a Joel Klatt blurb on Colin Cowherd's show.
So that's...
And he was talking, I can't remember what team he was talking about. He goes, oh, they changed their offensive philosophy more than Kamala changes her stance on something. And Colin was just like, oh my God, that was...
Like, please leave.
Moving on.
Please leave. Yeah.
Yes. We both work for Fox. Let's not do
Yeah,
this.
We get it. Yeah. Movie on Sunday is Ski's movie. It is Escape from New York. So we already watched Escape from L.A., which I have now seen these movies out of order. But so if you could listen to us.
But this, you've already watched it.
This Sunday. Oh, yeah. I got to get ahead of things, man. I got like plans. Okay. You know how it is.
Okay, because Sunday's a few days away.
Usually I watch it Sunday morning and then we record. And yeah, but this week I had to do it a little earlier. So Escape from New York, it is on Prime if you want to watch it and then listen to us talk about it. And then go back and listen to Escape from L.A. afterwards. Nutian mentions in the chat, by the way, loving the ads that are running during every sporting event that we're watching right now. I have found it interesting because you know, like there's the Trump ones where he is, you know, the Kamala's for they, them, Donald Trump is for you, which makes me want to like shoot my TV. But the weird thing is watching college football when a team from Texas is involved, because we are getting a lot of damn Ted Cruz ads, and it is so weird. And by the way, like same brand, like they're all like anti-trans. This guy thinks about trans people more than you, like that kind of thing, which is like an interesting playbook. But it's been weird seeing those ads like regularly. It's odd to me that a Texas senator spent the money for national ad space during college football games. Like that's wild to me.
And did you see that ad? I believe it's Westview High School in Beaverton. In that ad, they show two students, track athletes that go to Westview that aren't trans, in the arena of the controversy. Yeah. They didn't consent to the video. And they're like, yeah, can you like
take it down? Yeah, cease and desist.
That's
right.
Weird.
I thought about that too. I thought about that with the Trump one, because like I would imagine nobody in that commercial wants to be in that commercial. So like, how are they allowed to do that?
I did kind of read something that the Charlemagne the God. God, we need to move on. But
yeah,
the
sure.
Charlemagne the God commercial we've all seen a million times, right? Transgender jail. Charlemagne the God has issued a cease and desist, but that means nothing. And if he's doing it, you know, no one else has any power.
For sure.
I mean, he's the God.
Charlemagne the God. Yeah. He's not the based God, but he is Charlemagne the God.
No, he's not.
He is Charlemagne the God.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Let's get into Sprots. World Series happening right now. So it looked like the Dodgers were just going to sweep it, and it wasn't even going to be close. But then Yankees won yesterday. Yankees winning right now. It's bottom seven. Yankees up 6-5. So
I thought it was going to be a gentleman's sweep. Yankees take the game yesterday, and Doyers come out when this one is. But this one's close.
Garrett Cole deserves to lose this one after, what was that, the fifth inning?
After Judge just dropped the ball, hit right at him.
And then he didn't cover first. And
Yeah, you do sort of deserve to lose a game if you make those kinds of plays in the World Series.
Five unearned runs in an inning, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I will say, game three, I found myself in a weird Twitter argument, which I literally have not been in.
Arguing like over baseball? That's shocking.
Months, yes. My thought was, I think it was the seventh inning. It's the guy for the Yankees with the bad mustache. The fireman mustache. I can't remember his name.
Currently up, Wells.
Wells, and he took strike three that was high, but on the stat cast, it touched the box. Okay, sure, it's a ball. There are two strikes. You're down two games to nothing in the seventh inning of the World Series. Take a fucking hack. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's all I said was, take the fucking bat off your shoulder, man. It's you're about to go down 0-3. And Yankee fans just enveloped me. And I was just like, that is a – I said
baseball,
that's a
dude.
High school thing. Next day, asked my kid and his friend, hey, you guys play – and you know, what anecdotal, whatever. But you know what I'm saying. Hey, what do your coaches say when there are two strikes? What's your approach? And one, you know, they weren't convicted and smart. And they're like, I don't know, choked up, expand the zone. Yes. Yes.
Good answer.
Whoa.
It's complicated. Because it's not complicated. It's there are two strikes on you. I don't want to give it. I don't want to fucking hear it if it's that far out the zone. Like if it's. Take a fucking hack. And it was high. It was high and down the middle. Swing. Freddie Freeman has hit two bombs off like the exact same pitch. Oh my God.
Well, the youth Yankee fans. The youth are gonna be okay, man. That's good shit. Like we're not talking about like the wizened aged kids or anything.
I was hoping I would hear a choke and poke, you know, see that hit ball. But okay.
It can't be perfect.
There's no choke and poke anymore with the invention of a launch angle. So
yeah, no choke and poke.
So obviously, big talking point from yesterday was the fans sort of reaching out and grabbing the ball, literally grabbing the ball out of Mookie's glove, and then the other dude grabbing his arm so his friend could grab the ball out of Mookie's glove. That is one of like the wildest. Like, that's one of the wildest things I've ever seen happen, like, in a baseball game. I've seen fan interference, but I've never seen a dude, like, grab the player's arm, hold him up, and then the other dude, like, reach into the glove and try to pull the ball away. Because usually, like, when fans interfere, they're like, oh, fuck, I messed up. Like, I know I'm banned, whatever. But, like, these guys, like, made a conscious decision and effort after, like, a few seconds to keep reaching for the ball and try to take it.
Well, have you guys heard that Gronk is friends with that guy?
Oh, that makes total sense.
He was a hockey player at Arizona.
Of course he was.
And he called him a real beaut.
Yeah,
that dude was a real beaut down in Tucson.
What kind of degen do you have to be to play hockey at Arizona?
Like, club hockey in Tucson.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. And then I heard an interview from the guy today. He's like, yeah, we've sat these seats every playoff game at New Yankee Stadium since 2011. We had a plan. If this happens, we're doing it. Yeah. It's like, oh, I mean...
We've forgotten how dumb majority of Yankee fans are because we haven't had to see them in the last 20 years for the most part.
That's a good point.
They are extremely dumb. I mean, we've seen it with Knicks fans over the last after this last year's Knicks run. We should know what Yankee fans or just New York fans, sports fans in general, are capable of. And the only thing positive to come out of this. The guy might as well just be named like Joe Meatball because he's so fucking like New York Italian. The amount of like Soprano memes and stuff I've seen coming from it, at least that's entertaining
Funny. Like, the pictures look bad, and I think the guy's a dipshit and his friend, but I don't actually think they were trying to hurt Mookie.
No.
But at the same time, like I said in Discord, about every 10 years, I feel like it would be appropriate if a professional athlete reminded a fan why they're playing and we're all watching.
That they're a professional athlete?
Yes, they're a physical Adonis and you just paid $800 for a ticket down third baseline. First baseline.
And what did he say? He's like, yeah, Mookie was like cussing at us and stuff. It was not a good look. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then they got banned for like this game, but no talk of future games. So... By the way, usually when a fan interferes like that, they're banned for like the rest of the season at least.
I think it depends on how egregious it is.
Yeah.
I feel like the thing with fan bannings is how do they really enforce it?
It's a good point.
Because, like, I know at MSG, you know, where the Knicks play, James Dolan, like, two seasons ago, maybe it was last season, put in facial recognition stuff at every entrance and exit, and people were like, eh, that's a little too much. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like all you got to do is, especially in baseball in October,
the nosebleed seats.
You throw in a hat, you wear a hoodie. You're going to get, you just got to say, fuck the Sox. Get ponies on meatball. You Yanks. Every judge. You're in.
The problem, especially with that guy, the main guy that's trying to rip it out, there's probably, I don't know, 500 guys at Yankee games that looked exactly like that meatball anyway. So
if you like, literally, if you look at some of those bing bong videos I was talking about
your bing bong guy.
There's like three Knicks fans who look just like him, just going bing bong.
Yeah, New York fans are stupid. Like, I think you're right, Ski. Like, New York teams, with the exception of the Liberty, I guess, haven't been good, like, in forever. And so we haven't been exposed to them. They are like next level dumb. Like,
well, you also got to factor in, I mean, us through like growing up and stuff through Jeter and, you know, all the fucking Yankee titles, they toned it down a little bit and just got that arrogance to them.
Yeah.
But now, since they haven't won shit in a long time, that arrogance has gone away, and now it's just being annoying and just in your face.
I will say, in a weird way, I enjoy Meathead New York guy.
It's more better than the arrogant New York guy. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. It's fucking Jorge Posada. Like, that's great. Like, that's way better than, you know, smart guy.
Is this true? Like, do they get a refund?
I think for today's tickets.
For today's game.
For today's ones. That's wild. Like, that's wild. It's probably because they have to, like, resell the tickets or something like that.
They gave him, I think, a 15-year-old cancer patient.
Oh, good.
And his mother. They're sitting there tonight. Something like that.
Awesome. That's a good move.
I think the only way this is ever going to, like, have a chance of, like, being stopped is fan interference is the MLB has to be the one that imposes these bans. Because now it's just up to the steam. Like, Yankees, like, oh, we love these. These guys are promoting the Yankees for us.
Yeah.
Well, just don't come to the next game. You're good. MLB could be like, oh, yeah. Like you said, oh, you're done for a year.
Yeah.
Like, that was egregious of them. I mean, if your arms are like, if you're trying to catch it and you're like kind of just hovering on the line or just over, I don't see how you should get like a long ban at all. But those when you stick your full arm over or try to take it straight from his glove. Yeah, that's fucking Bush League.
And grabbing his arm. Like, the other dude grabbed his arm. Touching, like, that's insane.
Yeah, touching a player is what
you're banned. You're banned.
What's crazy, though, is if you read, like, the terms and conditions on the back of a ticket, which no one gets tickets anymore, physical. So no one did, no one does. There's a rain delay policy, and there's a policy about if the ball is over the line into the seats, where if it's in the seats, you can try and it literally will say you can try and knock it out of their glove. Those guys went way too far. Like, I'm not excusing what they did, but baseball has this weird language. Like, well, technically, if it's this far over the fence, it's kind of fair game.
If it's in foul play, it is. If it's in play, you know, someone going for a home run ball and you reach over, that's different than
foul play. Yes.
Like I said, I mean, we lived through that World Series of Steve Bartman. I mean, how much he's been vilified is insane compared to these two fucking jamokes.
These fucking two guys, right?
Yeah. Oh. But the difference was is that hurt the Cubs in Wrigley. I was a Cubs fan doing it. This was a Yankee fan trying to like help the Yanks out. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the difference. Because if this was the other way, you know, that was Judge trying to go catch the ball in right field, maybe they're getting fucking peppered by Yankee fans and
they don't make it out of the stadium. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I guess the scenario of it, because Bartman got we're talking Bartman was in that little window of he wasn't sticking a full arm out to do it. He was kind of just right on the fucking fence line there.
Moises Alou kind of screwed Barnes.
He sure did.
There's the villain. The guy that pisses on his hands is the villain.
And Alou, like 10 plus years later, has admitted, I was never going to catch the ball. Mm-mm. He was like, I didn't have a chance. Yeah. He was pissed, but he wasn't going to catch it.
And like Booble says in the chat, Bartman got a ring after 2016. So it ended up okay for him. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any other World Series takes? We're going to be doing this podcast when this game ends. So the Dodgers might have won a World Series by the time that's over. Ooh. So we'll keep you posted. It's gross either way. You know, whatever.
Like I said, this is fantastic for baseball, but this pains me to have to watch the Doyers and the fucking Yankees in the World Series.
The only reason I would root for the Dodgers is because we can get what if they win. We'll get I love LA. And if the Yankees win, we'll get some old Frank Sinatra. New York. Get out of here.
Yes.
I want Randy Newman telling me when he's looking at Bays, be like, they lack him nowhere. You know? From the mountains. Great.
I need some Randy Newman, Tupac, like mixes here. Like, come on, DJ.
Here's a question. Does Ipe get a ring if the Doyers win? He was on the team.
On the payroll. Yep.
Everyone gets a ring that was a part of the World Series team.
Good point.
I'm just saying.
I think he Ipe, will.
I don't know.
I think he probably will.
Free Ipe might just go to paying off fines, but hey, help him out.
Hey, it takes a couple of years off the sentence. Like, go for it.
Yeah, that could buy you a lot of top ramen in the clink. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
A lot of Pall Malls.
That's the one thing that would kill me in like going to prison. It's like, these guys smoke still. I mean, come on. They got nothing. Let them fucking light up a heater. Why not?
You know what I'd miss is the bidet. You know, like.
I think we could find someone in the cell block to help you out with that, Braga. Don't worry.
Yeah, I honestly think pooping in public may be one of the worst things.
Man, and having horrible toilet paper, like, it's all bad.
Like, let's not even say, like, you're a hardened criminal and you're going for 10 years.
Yeah.
You have a bad night and
going to county.
A weird driving thing or maybe an assault because there's a fight at a bar and there's no charges. And you got to spend 48 hours in county jail because of processing and bail. And you have to poop in front of everyone who's in there for relatively minor shit like you, yeah, and a clear window with the processors and the cops. How do you do it?
Yeah. And you know the problem is we're presuming that you're in jail because you were like drinking and doing something stupid, right? So you've probably eaten some really bad food. You've definitely been drinking lots of alcohol. That is not going to be a clean shit. You know,
do you ask people to start humming so they can like,
guys, I'm sorry. Like this, it's in my pants or it's in this, like it's going to happen either way. Like, I'm really sorry. There's nothing I can do about it.
And it's a metal bowl surrounded by concrete. So it's going to echo like insanely loud. Everything you do is going to echo like,
they're going to hear it on the other side of the building, man.
I'd absorb that shit through my skin.
that's a reason not to go to jail enough, right? Like, just having to shit in front of other people. Can you guys poop in like nature? You ever had to do that?
Yeah. I don't like it.
It's not great. You do the burying thing and all that. Like, you dig a hole or whatever. Yeah. No, you just go. Ski just pulls his pants down and like shits while he walks. Like,
well, I'm out in the middle of nowhere, so
yes,
shit about. Yeah, I don't need a berry shit.
I hate the pooping in like nature because I mean I've told this story like a year ago on the podcast where I took a shit outside of a club in woods and shit on the back of my pants and my shoes and all that.
Yeah.
So I will look. It's the only time I look at my poop. But I will look to make sure.
To make sure it's not on you.
It's not on me. And it's just gross. And it's just nasty.
Well, Well, see, yeah, well, you got the two chances. Do you just do like a full squat, or do you like wall sit against a tree?
I do the full squat.
Full squat?
Yeah. And I put my arms out.
Cleaner.
And I pretend like I'm maybe doing like...
Yeah. Get some exercise in while you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's cleaner. It's like the... What are the like things you put your feet on?
The potties? Squatties?
Potties? Squatty potties? That's what those are called, right? That's like the natural squatty potty. So you're getting everything out. It's your butt's like nice and, you know, like it's clean is all I'm saying. So as clean as it can be.
I guess if you think about this, like Japan up till like very recently all had the like shitters where you had to squat and shit into them, like in your own home too. That would be the worst.
Yeah, they're all about things being really low on the ground, like beds and tables, and it's like,
how much less time would you spend on the phone if you had to squat?
See, that's the thing.
Yeah. Like, at a ground level shitter in your house every day.
If I'm just like a businessman that's trying to like keep everyone working, I'm taking out all the toilets and putting in those sunken Japanese toilets. You're not shitting on my time. If you need to shit, you're getting in and out because you can't sit in that squat position for more than 5-10 minutes.
That is an HR violation, I think.
Yeah. How so?
Hey, I hire the HR people too. I'll do what I want.
Am I stopping you from shitting? No, I'm not.
Matter of fact, I'm providing really nice Japanese toilets for you.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Got some good stuff from the chat. Booble says, Tim Allen told a story that when he was being processed, all the other inmates formed a circle around people when they had to go. So that's like, teamwork.
Teamwork.
It's good teamwork, man. And then WCP says, haven't you seen Menace to Society? Kane held that shit until he got out.
Exactly.
If you can.
Come through my skin. I ain't letting that one fly.
If you can, yep.
Listen, I've driven home from work to drop one off. Like, I don't do it in public. Unless I have to, not happening.
All right, we should probably talk about the Ducks at some point, right?
Okay, so the Ducks played... Who the hell did they play last
They played
week?
Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Illinois.
38-9 was the win. Dylan Gabriel... 291 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Yep. Jordan James, 83 yards. Whittington, I think we can say. So this is something we
cut him right through the middle.
Nice. Slashing the defense. So this is actually something I think we can say as a takeaway from this game. Is that Noah Whittington looks back. He is fast. He is running like confident. And strong, like the not only the run where he scored, like obviously the one where he fucking took a body at the 1 yard line and scored a touchdown, but like the one where he caught a pass and had two guys trying to tackle him and just sort of like ripped out of the tackles and gained an extra 10 yards. Like he's looking really good. And I think now Oregon has what they sort of had last year when they were both healthy. And they're sort of interchangeable a little bit, which is cool. Like, obviously I would prefer James, just cause I think James is like a better running back. Cool. But if Whittington's playing like that, there's not a hell of a lot of drop off. And it's really hard to stop.
Especially are you cemented in that you think Lanning is treating this season kind of like an NFL season?
Yeah. I think he's throttling shit down.
Throwing shit back. Because again, James had what, 14 carries? 15?
15, yeah.
Not playing at all in this.
It had nine carries per four. Yeah. It's like, he's had 20 carries 3 times this year.
That's awesome, by the way. Because if you have the playoff now and you're expected to play, what, like 15, 16 games if you're going to win a national title, like, you have to do this. Like, your guys, they're college kids. They're going to get beat up and worn down. And also, you have to get these other guys reps. So if somebody does get hurt, then they're going to need to step in. So, like DeJuan Riggs running for, like, 50 yards or whatever. Riggs. Who the hell is that? He's awesome, but who the hell is that?
Too old for this shit.
Too old for this shit, Riggs. But, dude, like, we see, like, legitimately sweet. 6 running backs this year. Like, it's crazy.
That's crazy. It's surprising because he looks like the biggest of all the running backs. And like, where the fuck has this kid been?
He's wearing 21. Looks exactly like Royce Freeman, dude. I'm like, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what just happened here? He was so good.
Yeah, exactly. I was expecting like Lamar to come in or fucking what's the other fourth guy? What's the fourth running back's name?
The guy from Missouri.
Lamar J. Harris.
J. Harris.
Yeah.
I was expecting to see one of them, and I see some guy I've never seen or heard of before. I'm like, who the fuck is this kid?
Yeah. Isn't J. Harris also a Sports Center host?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
5 carries for 44 yards.
I'm saying. Like he looked like it was cool watching the video, the video that the Ducks post on YouTube. And the coaches, Stein is like, who the hell is that kid? Like, he's awesome. I'm like, well, you should probably know, right?
Yeah. It's like fucking Major League. Like, who's this guy? See, Willie Mays Hayes running,
Willie Mays Hayes running out here. This Riggs kid is great. Shouldn't you know that? Like, you actually watch him every day. Yeah, dude. But I think not only did the offense still look really efficient and really good, you know, with the exception, you know, I think too much is probably being made about the third quarters. I think, you know, Oregon has had such big leads that they absolutely are, like you said, Ski, they're throttling it back in every aspect. They're doing these like long drives. They're, you know, bleeding clock. They're getting guys playing time who don't usually get playing time. And like when you're up 35-0, like, who the hell cares, right?
I don't like it for the future of games. Because usually you want to come out.
But I think it's on purpose.
No, usually, you know, especially seeing like NFL and blowouts and shit like that. And even for like a good team to college, it's that first drive in the second half. You always want to
come out.
Exactly. Because you want to practice that. All right, coming out of halftime, let's say it's a close game. You want that first drive to really count. And for the most part, I mean, I feel like most of the drives have been decent. They're just not scoring on them. Either getting like field goals or just missing a fourth down on them. They're not like three and outs, but they're not the same like you see in the first halves.
Yeah,
this team.
It is sort of weird. It's like Oregon thoroughly dominated Illinois, and they scored 3 points in the entire second half. So it's like, it's you would prefer 42 or, you know, 49. But again, like,
the total doesn't matter.
It doesn't
be who you still are, at least through most of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Like stay sharp.
That's fair. Let's see. A couple other things is Oregon did two things that we gave them crap for and they worked. So they did the fourth down pass to Herbert. They did a screen to Herbert. Both of them worked really well. And they did the fly sweep to Sadiq, and that worked really well. So I don't know if that's just Illinois being like bad, but
one for seven on the year for that Sadiq end around. Like, all right.
That's what I was going to say. It's math, right? Yeah. Eventually, it's got to work.
They ran that play we don't like, but it worked once. The pass to Herbert. Good job. You're in college. Good job. Way to catch.
Yeah.
I do like them finding creative ways to get the ball to Sadiq. I still don't like the fly sweep. I would like, you know, we all have College Football 25. What's the play that they run in that game? Who do they give it to? They give it to Tez Johnson.
Tez
Johnson is really, 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 really fast. Like, give him the ball in space, please. Which they do, but, you know,
The only thing I could think of is that this is just all a long con by Stein. There is some secondary play off this jet sweep with Sadiq to where, you know, it's a read option off Sadiq or just a fake off to Sadiq and someone on the backside runs like a post behind where he would be coming through the flat. That's the only thing I could think of for why he's still running this play.
Or the fake handoff goal line situation. Fake handoff, yeah, Gabriel keeps it around the other side. Like the Peyton Manning read option. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like
Yeah.
But
I did say what's your guys' take on Trayshon Holden? Is this still punishment form, or is Justice Lowe actually jumping him. And
no,
I mean, at least for his sake, Lowe has stepped in and
been okay. Lowe's looked fine, but he doesn't. No, I honestly think having to play against the third string as a third stringer last week was more of a punishment for Trayshawn than traveling and dressing against Purdue and not playing at all.
That's what you said. The punishment should be just run gassers in the game. You're not getting the ball. Or this, you're running with the third strings in the blowout.
And if he's still with the third strings next week, if Lowe is still ahead of him, then you'll be right. Lowe is just passed him by because three games of that is a little extreme for his indiscretion. But
Trayshawn's really good. Like he is better than Lowe. He's better than Lowe.
I think he'll be in Dan's good graces come Saturday.
And he did that twice, by the way. He did that to Holden and he did that to Harmon. Because Harmon's penalty is the only reason Illinois scored any points in the football game. Like it was like fourth down inside the 10, and he does the stupid penalty, which leads to a touchdown. If they punt the ball there, Oregon gets it at like the 45 and probably scores another touchdown. And then it's 42-0, and the game is super duper over at that point. Like they're pulling starters at that point probably. So Harmon fucked up. And he had to play late in the fourth quarter too. So, I love that shit. You know what? Like, you should be on the sidelines celebrating with your teammates, but you got to play against the scrubs. You know, like go beat yourself up against these losers.
Yeah, but also, I don't love the like star interior D lineman potentially getting hurt in a meaningless play. I
mean, there is that.
We saw that. We saw it with the Buccaneers the other week. Chris Godwin, you know, blows his Achilles or ACL out.
He dislocated his ankle.
And, you know, you're down two scores with 50 seconds left and you're trying to score for no reason. It's like,
I hear you.
Yeah.
I think Harmon
has been.
Yeah. Harmon I'm more afraid of than Holden, because Oregon is very deep at wide receiver, even without Holden. Mm-hmm. How we feeling? You know, Oregon's 8-0 right now. They're about to play Michigan. Like, Michigan, very good defense, still horrible offense. One of their quarterbacks just retired because he got too many concussions. Like, I think this is the most confident I've ever been for an Oregon team that they can actually win the whole thing. Like I'm looking at the rest of their schedule. Awesome, I'm looking at the rest of their schedule. I keep, like, you know, in all of our experience with Oregon football, it's like there's always that one, right? Like there's always that one game every year where just fucking nothing works. Like they can't move the ball on offense. Like for whatever reason, the other team just makes all the plays and they lose games they shouldn't lose. Like it was usually Stanford. And I keep like looking at the schedule and I'm like, who's that going to be? And I can't picture it. Like it's not going to be Maryland. I don't think it's going to be Michigan. I don't think it's going to be Wisconsin. Like, I don't think
again,
so.
Like,
I will amend my Wisconsin team.
All right, good.
Because they look kind of frisky after a bad first quarter, but once they had to throw, Braden Locke could not throw.
Yes.
And if you cannot throw, you're not beating Oregon.
And we're looking at these teams through like incorrect lenses. I think we're putting these teams higher than they should be. Like I certainly did that with Illinois. Like I looked at Illinois and I'm like, a top 20 team, they can put points on the board, their quarterback's only thrown one interception, like they're talented on defense, blah blah blah. Oregon is so much better than them athletically that it wasn't even close. And it's making me rethink all of these Big Ten teams, because we go into this conference and we're like, okay, these are like some powerhouses, man, like Penn State, like Michigan, Ohio State. Like Ohio State's still got horses, but like nobody else does. Like nobody else.
You got fooled by the media here.
I think so.
Since the last 20 years, been fooled of the smash mouth Big Ten football. Yeah. It's like, you can't come in here weak. You know, those West Coast teams, they can't hang with the smash mouth teams in the Big Ten. People are realizing, it's like, oh, maybe they hit, you know, their front four is good or their offensive line's good. But guess what? These offenses are 30 years in the past.
Yeah.
And they're awful.
And the difference is like Oregon has caught up. physically. Like Dan Lanning, as soon as he walked in the building, was like, we're building from the inside out. We're bringing, now that we can bring in like transfers, like I'm paying them to come here. Like horses on the defensive front, and that's how Oregon's going to win. And yeah, you get the sixth year quarterback who's going to break all the passing records. Sure, you get like good wide receivers. Sure, nice stable of running backs. But the strength of the team is the defensive front, and that's different. Like that's only again, only happened here like a couple times in the history of Oregon football. So,
but again, this is up against pedestrian offenses.
Yes.
That's the thing. You don't even need the level of their front four and their secondary to be competitive in the Big Ten.
What offense in the country?
In the country, I mean, still Georgia.
Texas?
Is going to be good. Maybe.
Good Carson back. Good Quinn Ewers.
Tennessee's just, they're annoying to me on offense. On offense, they're annoying.
Quarterback doesn't scare me at all. At all.
What's his last name?
I am. The freshman?
I call him. Nico.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, there's nothing to be scared of in this conference. We faced it already. It was Ohio State. I mean, even the vaunted undefeated Penn State in Indiana. Indiana might be the next best offensive team in the conference outside of Ohio State.
And even Ohio State couldn't run against Oregon.
It's
crazy.
Their offensive line might actually be shot.
Yeah, with the left tackle getting hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, and then his backup probably also, playing this week. Yeah. So, and he was terrible against Nebraska. But can I give you a couple of Michigan stats?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they beat Sparty by 7 at home, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sparty's what, 4-4? We saw him here a couple weeks ago. They're whatever.
Yeah.
They're a 6-6, 7-5 team.
They're a 500 team. And
Speaking of a team that Oregon front made look really bad, it's Michigan State.
So Michigan beat them by 7. For the first time all year in all three categories, Michigan did this. Michigan had no turnovers. Michigan had no penalties. And Michigan had, I'm blanking on the third one. I wrote it down. I'll remember it.
Did the quarterback throw for over 100 yards?
No, because that's the second time it happened.
Okay.
Oh, 0 turnovers. 0 sacks allowed, okay. 0 penalty. First time all year they've allowed 0 in any of those columns, and they did it all 3-1.
And they beat a middling team by a touchdown.
And Sparty outgained them by 90-some yards. Yeah. So disaster can always happen. An Achilles on Dylan Gabriel can go up into his calf on the first play. Uh-huh. Shit's weird. If Dylan Gabriel plays, they're beating Michigan. I know, and I understand if Michigan keeps it close in the first half, they can. No, because Oregon can just go one play for 70 yards, and Michigan, unless it's a busted running play, which I guess if you want to point to that, you can say, oh, Ashton Gentry did it. Whatever. Yeah. Michigan's run game, secretly, just okay.
Donovan Edwards, super average.
Super average. Yeah. That Mullins guy or Mullings is actually the better running back, but they want to give it to Donovan Edwards because he was on the video game cover and won the title last year with them. I don't see how Michigan beats them outside of just like an insane fluke thing.
Yeah.
Outside of injuries.
Beat themselves.
I don't see how Oregon doesn't go 12-0. Like my analysis at this point, I've seen enough where in the last just 3 weeks, they've played the entire year without two offensive lineman who they thought would start, right? Bedford and the other guy I always forget. He has a toe injury. They played two and a half games without their starter, a second wide receiver. No, I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Dave something, I think. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yuli? He hasn't played.
Yuli?
So who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
But
not gonna play here anymore.
Holden hasn't played. Ferguson hasn't played the last couple of games. They're missing Justin Jacobs, who is probably not actually that good, if we're being honest, in and out of the lineup. Like, they're playing games without guys. They might be one of the teams that in 3 weeks is healthier than they were in week one, which is super rare in football. So my analysis, until Dylan Gabriel gets hurt, it's we'll see.
And the thing is also
played Indy at 12-0. That's my analysis.
Honestly, you could probably bench Gabriel the rest of the conference, and they might lose one with more. Or even Novosad might get the wins too. I'm not going to go MOGA, but Novosad might.
I go MOGA over Novosad. Is that weird?
And going back to the rest of their schedule.
I'm getting suckered by the spring game, guys. I'm sorry.
I know, right. But going back to the remaining of their schedule, Braga is going to extremely disagree with this take. Toughest game is going to be Washington because I actually have an offense that can move the ball. They just kick themselves in the dick every day. They outproduce every team they go.
They're
outproduce every team they go up against and lose. But at least they can move the ball.
But they lose kind of handily a lot.
Yes, that's what it's like. Oh, we outgained you by 175 yards and lost by three scores.
It's insane.
I gotta tell you, last game of the regular season in Autzen. Revenge for two losses last year. They are not fucking losing to Washington this year.
I'm not saying they're going to lose. I'm just saying that's going to be the hardest team to go up against offensively.
Yeah. Like athlete wise, like I'm looking at the rest of the offenses. Like nobody. There's nobody. Like they don't play Indiana. They don't play Penn State. Like there's nobody. Like Maryland's not going to move the ball on them. Like Wisconsin,
and if they do, they're not going to stop Oregon.
Wisconsin is basically Illinois. Like they're slow. Yeah. They have some good players, but they're slow. And Oregon is not slow, and they're really strong up front. Like again, like I feel crazy talking like this about Oregon. Like just because they have broken our hearts every single year of our lives. There is no logical reason to say that they will go undefeated.
That doesn't matter. The thing is that doesn't matter. They could have that game still where if they pull at Oregon and they lose the game they shouldn't.
True.
And they're still going to be the fifth seed or the sixth seed.
True.
It would still a chance to get the bye, possibly. Mm-hmm. Not 100%, but they would still have a shot. So that's the thing now at this point in the season, I think that they have, I was looking at those last week's stats on it. They had the highest percentage chance to make the playoffs of all the teams in the country last week.
Yeah.
Just remaining schedule and current. So you said they're going to break your heart, but it's going to be a toss up because it's a playoff. Anything can happen in these playoffs. We haven't seen it before. We don't know why these teams playing those extra couple games now too. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But the rest of the this is the first time I think in the regular season where I'm just pretty much kicking my feet up the rest of this way. Just like, all right.
I was kind of doing that last year, if I'm being honest.
Right.
Yeah. I was a little too confident going into that Pac-12 championship game.
That game sucked.
Live and learn.
That game sucked.
But that was a must win game. I don't think
totally. The stakes were different. Yeah.
You're not going to have a must win game the rest of the way, is the thing.
Right.
All right.
Do you guys hear that?
What do we got?
Braga, do you hear that?
I'm listening for it.
Sounds like a fantasy football.
Oh, no.
Play fantasy football music.
Yeah, right.
Hey Alex. You know what Don Shula said about week 8 of fantasy football?
You can't win it, but you sure can lose it.
Oh, that's right, baby. You're getting good at this. Speaking of wins, me over Vary Demore, very mindful. Puts me at 5-3. And coming for you, Braga, at the top of the standings.
You know it.
But your team's name is Brock Party. With a Purdy name, when it counts, you know you'll be the Lost Party. Patrick Mahomes, loser, dude in fantasy football. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, losers. I see you in fantasy football, dude in real football. My QBs are a guy who does drugs in New York and the Colts' new backup, who was the number 4 pick last year. Go me. Hey, WCP 541, 1-7. What the hell, man?
Woof.
can't read what
I love. By the way, I love when you're making these jokes and Ski, like, the only reaction you get from either of us is Ski going,
Oh, not good. It's fantasy football updates. I don't know. Okay, I'm not going to rob.
Yeah, okay.
And that's your TSB fantasy football update. When I'm up here writing like zingers in at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas.
Yeah, you're doing a tight three. You're doing your tight 3 minutes.
Well, here's the problem. Like I said, you have Alex Hinchcliffe over here. He should be writing your material for you. You got anything off the top of the dome here?
And I should be picking your fantasy teams because I'm leading the way, baby. Yeah, something, something, build a wall. Yeah, there you go.
My last line was a Rams Twitter blast, but
let's hear it.
That's a shame.
Let's hear it.
Keep talking about Aaron Donald at Rams Twitter. That'll make you guys better. Keep making fun of Chris Jones. I bet you that will make your team better, Rams Twitter. Jesus Christ, move on.
Move on. Honestly, speaking
every
of which,
every week I still see Rams Twitter. Jesus.
Here's a question for you. How has the Herbert Twitter been for you?
It doesn't you exist this year.
Yeah, right? A little interesting that he throws
which is good.
Like 15
it, listen,
times
it was
a game.
Rebuilding year. Like, that's fair. I actually don't have a caustic quip about that.
As soon as Bo Nix became NFL quarterback, nobody cared about the Chargers anymore.
I do love the new talking point is, hey, if you look at rookie QBs, Bo Nix is the most efficient, man. Mm-hmm. He's the best rookie QB. Most efficient.
Yeah, sure. Huh? Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Rookie of the year, man. Just look at it. Look between the numbers, and you'll see he's the rookie of the year.
Keep your third eye open.
Yeah, even though he didn't throw a touchdown pass for the first like four games of his NFL career.
I think he threw a couple in week three.
I think he definitely ran one in. At least.
He definitely ran
against
one.
The Bucks. Yeah.
He's good at that quarterback sneak at the goal line, like the Drew Brees reach over thing.
No, not at Oregon.
Yeah. No, man.
You know that 2022 against Washington. Not good.
He didn't have the head coach he has now, teaching him the Drew Brees move. Hey, we have been doing this a very long time, and we haven't done any of our things yet. Let's do lines.
Lines everywhere, lines, blah, blah, blah,
blah. We're doing lines. And it's lines. Lines.
Yeah, 50, all right. 50 minutes already. We got to keep going.
Another week of no blood. This time, we actually picked, we were all...
You know what?
We were 5-3 in our picks this last week.
This is a blood sport. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I don't know if you guys can see the box, but I'm totally stabbing him in the head and getting blood.
the same lead you have on King is 3, and I'm still eight back.
Wait, so, we all went 5-3.
Yeah, we're all 5-3, and we all star picked Iowa together. So
that's wild.
We all got our star pick, so we all got the same points.
That's wild. Okay, cool.
Yep. So, first game, well, these are the second and third best teams in the Big Ten. We have the Ohio State 3.5-point favorite at Penn State.
Give me the Buckeyes.
This is a big one. So, Aller is hurt. Is that correct? Is he still hurt?
To some degree.
Do we know?
He was at practice today.
He's hurt. Depending on, he probably will play, would be my guess.
Ohio State. Star pick.
Star pick. All right. Well, I mean, you guys just brought up that Ohio State might be in a little bit of a pickle here with their offensive line. I'm going to take Penn State. I think they're actually going to win this game, too, not just cover. Mm-hmm. I think they could probably almost stick a fork in the Buckeyes here. Wow. Be a real interesting final, like either three or four games they're going to have left to not lose one more.
So Penn State and Indiana eventually play each other, right?
Nope, they don't play each other.
This is going to be interesting.
I said last week because it is. If Penn State and Indiana both beat Ohio State, I don't see them losing to any of the other Big Ten teams as well. So that's going to be potentially three undefeated teams. And then it's going to be a clusterfuck of tiebreakers. I don't even know how deep it goes to get them. So... Next game is
that scenario where Oregon goes 12-0 and doesn't make the Big Ten.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wild? Number one team in the country doesn't make the conference championship game.
I will say this is a weird week. There are 6 of the 8 games are all road favorites. I didn't was not expecting. So next one, Minnesota's a 2.5 point favorite against Illinois. So I have a borderline theory. I don't think it actually pans out. But like the current one in the NFL is teams that play the Detroit Lions the next week, they just get absolutely steamrolled because you just get so beat up by the Lions. I'm going to, like I said, I don't have the numbers to back it up. I think that teams that play the Ducks kind of get a little beat up against them. So I'm going to take Minnesota on the road faves.
Little body blow theory. I like it.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, but the problem is they're blowout games to where maybe they've rest guys so much because they're down so much. But
dude, Altmaier. I was going to say Altmaier was like distraught at the end of game.
That image of him sitting on the bench, like
he did not want to be in that stadium anymore. He was done. So, you know, because like I said, he had thrown one pick coming into the game.
It was like 16-1. Yeah. It was like 16-1.
Yeah. It was crazy. And then Oregon picked him up twice. He made a bunch of bad throws. He got beat up. Boy, like some of the hits he took were just fabulous. Like that one at the end by Washington or whatever, where he just like he throws the ball and gets hit right after, and he just literally just a forearm shiver or whatever and throws him 10 yards. Like he didn't want to play football anymore, man.
Do you guys see the Ducks as that defense right now to where a quarterback coming against them is thinking about it a day or two before? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Altmaier, should have all the confidence. He was playing good by all the metrics and just gets absolutely steamrolled.
Yep. The 49ers were that last year, by the way. Like what you're talking about, where every team they played the following week, they would lose just because go against a good defense. I'm still going to pick Illinois, I think. I just don't trust Minnesota enough. So I'll go Illinois.
All right, next. Well, this has to be the worst game of the year in the Big Ten. Northwestern, they're a 1.5 point favorite on the road in Purdue.
Oh.
Yeah, I...
Oh, fuck me, Purdue.
I can't pick Purdue. Like Northwestern, like Purdue is they don't have any good players like at all.
I don't think Northwestern has any good players either.
Yeah, but I've seen Purdue.
So this is the second week after they played Oregon.
Yeah,
they're gonna be back healthy now. Give me Purdue at home.
Boiler up.
Yep.
Choo-choo.
And then here is the trap game of the week. As Braga, I know he loves trap games.
Love me a trap game.
Indiana, they're only 7.5 point favorites on the road at Sparty.
I got Indiana.
Yeah, I'm going to fall into the trap too. I'm taking Indiana as well.
Yeah. Michigan State's not good.
Go green. Go white. Sparty fight.
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
Wow. That would be a big, big result if Michigan State beats Indiana.
I just feel like Indiana at some point has to have a game where they just score 4 points.
They're going to have the Oregon game, right? Yeah.
Because Kurt Cignetti has just been wildly talking shit since he was hired in Indiana in the winter. And it's just like, I'm fucking Kurt Cignetti. Yeah, I score fucking points.
All I do is win.
Google me. There's just got to be a point where you're like, where it just happens. Where it's like, oh shit. And that's all thrown back in his face.
Yep. You know? Hey, I don't disagree with you on that.
I mean, I'm not saying Sparty's very good, but.
No. I mean, they just lost to Michigan, you said. Michigan stinks. The Kings Bruins. They are one of the teams not favored on the road. They're 6.5 point dogs at Nebraska.
Nebraska. They'll throw a lot of Dylan Raiola in this game on his highlight film going into next year.
Yeah, this is his marquee game for himself.
One of those ones where you get fat on the highlights. Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
All right, I'm jumping on board with you, too. I was trying to find a way to pick UCLA. I just can't.
Yeah, last time I confidently went against UCLA, they came out and scored like 40 or whatever. Yeah. So, like, was that Maryland? Is that who was that?
Yeah, with like Rutgers.
It was Rutgers, right. Yeah. Right. Boy, Nebraska has looked bad the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's
like, yeah, I'll take UCLA.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Movement week this week, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. One way or another.
Man, here's another one. Wisconsin, 2.5-point dogs at Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, same. Iowa. I've watched Wisconsin a couple times. They're not impressive at all.
No, and I'm joining on Iowa as well. They could actually score 17 points now.
Wings up.
Yeah. You do that. Right. You do all that illegal cruton, and it starts to work out, right?
Eventually, it pays off, right?
That's right.
All right. We got a nice Pac-12 matchup here. USC, 2.5-point favorites at UW. Man, what team is going to find a way to blow this game? Is the question.
I got Washington. UCLA or USC is.
Are they dead? Are they dead right now?
They are dead.
Are they? Is the towel thrown in on this
Rutgers.
Season?
They just beat Rutgers at 9 p.m. on a Friday.
They did. Almost blew it. Almost tried to blow the game again.
They really tried.
Yep. I'm taking SC. I think at least this one you can get up for. But, you know, you don't want to lose to your old conference mate in UW. So
what?
I got USC as well. Yeah, I got USC as well.
What motivates USC? Like, it's not their coach. Like, what
playing for Marcus Allen?
What do they get up for? Because I don't see them having any energy ever. I don't see like they're just bad. They're not talented. Like, their coach is supposed to be this offensive guru.
They have Zachariah Branch. Didn't you pay attention to those videos in August?
No.
He was the best receiver ever. Even though all they showed were highlights against Mountain West teams last year.
And like of punt returns, not anything else. Yeah. So
like a very hilarious, like a fan of a team. I get it. They can have a propagandist who pushes shit out, but this was like Fox, ESPN, CBS, all, and here comes Zachariah Branch. What a monster. It was like, dog, between receiving, rushing, and special teams, he had like 315 yards combined last year, and 290 of them were against San Jose State and Nevada. What are we doing?
Love Nuttian in the chat saying future Oregon wide receiver.
Yep.
He'd kill it.
Is he good enough? Is he good enough to crack the starting wide receivers? Also,
not currently. Not currently. Yeah.
Good enough to give it a stab.
Yeah. Last game, Ducks, 14.5-point favorites. I am star picking Oregon. I think they win by as many as Dan Lanning feels like they should win by.
Star picking Oregon, Michigan's quarterback situation just doesn't
cut it.
Cut it.
Oregon. Yeah. I mean, 14.5. Huh.
Yeah. I don't know what they are thinking with this line. And I put it in the Discord too. I saw it was a panel show with like Neuheisel and a bunch of guys dressed up. And they were all stumping that Michigan was going to get this game close somehow. Mm-hmm. All of them said it.
That's the show where we agreed we were all dressing up tonight. And
Again,
I've said it this like throughout this season, Michigan has a very talented defense. Like, they have NFL dressing players. Up. Oh, yeah, we're dressing up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see, King said we're dressing up.
All right. Michigan has, like, really talented defensive players, like, all over the place. They got NFL corner, NFL defensive tackle. Like, they're really talented on defense. They're not fast enough to stop Oregon's offense. They're not, like, that's what Illinois, like, fans and stuff were saying, and, like, the podcasters and shit like that. They're all like, guys, we've never seen a team
with that kind of speed. Like we thought they had angles on guys. They did not have angles on guys. So like, you know, Oregon's gonna score points, and is Michigan? What makes you think they will?
If this was last year's team, I'd be like, oh, this is probably a good matchup, or you know, just take their offense, pretty much just take their quarterback and running back, just add them to this current team. I still think Oregon wins.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, you're adding. I don't even know who is their starting quarterback this week. Have they come out and said?
The Davis Warren guy.
Yeah, Warren.
They are starting him. All right.
Yeah, the orgy experiment is over. Yeah.
Before we move on, like, I guess we can just wrap up Michigan talk by saying that they're child's play. Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one. Yeah, let's go ahead and move on into trivia. We're going to do Michigan trivia, and I'm going to race through it because we've been doing this podcast for a really long time already. If you have not seen us do trivia before, I'm going to give King a question because King won last week. He is going to have an opportunity to answer it. If he gets it wrong, then it goes to Ski for a chance to steal the point. He will have multiple choice, three options to choose from. It is best out of 10. I do not do more than 10 questions. So, King, you are up first. The last time Oregon and Michigan played was in 2007 in the Big House in front of 109,000 people. We all know the Statue of Liberty plays. Dixon threw for nearly 300 yards, also ran for a score. J.J. Stewart combined for 200 yards and a score. Michigan's only touchdown that game came on a pass to Mario Manningham. Who threw that touchdown pass?
I'll say Chad Henne.
That is a correct answer. Chiefs legend, Chad Henne.
Chiefs legend.
All right, back over to Ski now. What is the official name of Michigan Stadium?
Isn't it just Michigan Stadium?
That is a correct answer. Yeah. I thought I'd trick you with one.
I was trying to oversell it.
We got to get
Gerald Ford, Michigan Stadium.
The dumb things of this conference where they have just zero innovation on anything.
Yep. Yep. Well, it's existed since like the 1800s, man. What do you want? Yep. King, who is Michigan's all-time leader in rushing yards with 5,040 in 4 years?
4 years. Chris Perry.
Incorrect. Your option, Ski, Mike Hart, Tyrone Wheatley, or Denard Robinson?
The Denard Robinson one just seems like that. No. Who was the first one? Mike Hart?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mike Hart.
Mike Hart is the correct answer. Denard Robinson is second, though. So, yeah. Wild. Wild.
I'm glad you asked King, because I probably would have said Blake Corum, because I think he played 4 years, too. Yeah. So.
The Rich Rod era was an interesting one. All right, so back to Ski now, who leads 2-1. Alumni time. This actor was talented enough to have earned an EGOT, which is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, got a BA from Michigan, and went on to star in movies about wars and also several of the most classic baseball movies ever. Who is he?
You're giving me a lot here.
I kind of did, if you caught it.
Yankees.
Wars in baseball.
Yeah, he went on to star in movies about wars in baseball.
That also got an EGOT. Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, this should be the correct answer. Kevin Costner.
That is the incorrect answer. Your options, King, Kevin Costner, James Earl Jones, or Robert Redford?
Robert Redford.
It is James Earl Jones. So did you not catch that he went on to star in movies about Star Wars?
Because I don't watch.
Because if I had said Star Wars,
what's a Star War?
You guys are asking me Ewok questions when I'm very clearly say space is dumb and not real. Like, you yeah, do this is a thing you
I forgot.
Do.
I forgot you're a Trek guy. My bad. My
space
bad.
Is stupid. Space is dumb. Go live there, Elon. Christ.
All right, going back to King here. This singer went to Michigan for 2 years on a dance scholarship, dropped out to pursue her music career. She is now the top-selling female artist in the history of the earth. Who is she?
Say that again?
Female musician. Went to Michigan for 2 years on a dance scholarship, dropped out to pursue her music career. Top-selling female artist ever.
I mean, I don't know. Whitney Houston. I don't fucking know.
Incorrect. Your options, ski. Katy Perry, Madonna, or Taylor Swift?
I mean, Taylor Swift. Yeah, Taylor Swift?
It's Madonna, actually. Yeah. You're surprising, right? Yeah. Madonna went to Michigan. Go figure. So nobody getting any points. Ski leading 2-1. It's going to go back to you now.
Real quick break.
Yep.
Doyers World Series champions.
The Dodgers have won the World Series. Shohei Ohtani has a World Series now. He's officially going to be the best player ever to play the sport, and that's that.
Yeah. Only in about 3 minutes, we get to see Freddie Freeman's big-ass fucking teeth for winning his World Series MVP. So.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, it's going to be wild. 8th World Series title in Dodgers history. And they beat the Yankees, so sweet. I'm okay with it. I don't like the Dodgers, but, you know, I don't like the Yankees more. Okay, still doing trivia here. Whose turn is it? I think it's you, Ski, right?
It's me, yeah. Mine.
All right. Who is Michigan's all-time leader in catches, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns?
Mario Manningham.
Incorrect. Your options, King. Braylon Edwards, Anthony Carter, or Desmond Howard?
I'm going to say Anthony Carter.
The answer is Braylon Edwards.
Braylon Edwards?
Ain't nobody getting any Michigan points.
Well, really? You're asking us about a team we don't watch.
I know. It's interesting because, like, last week we're like, nobody's going to know anything about Illinois, but you guys actually did pretty good.
See, well, the problem is that we know too many players.
Well, because Illinois has like 6 players knows. So Kurt Kittner has to be one of them.
Yeah. Jeff George.
Anthony Carter. I mean, hey, shit.
Yeah.
I know easily that. I know he went there.
Easily could be.
Yeah. No, totally. Okay. Who does this go back to now?
I think
Ski? Yeah, you. Okay, cool. What is the name of Michigan's fight song?
Hail to the Victors. Please tell me you got that right.
Incorrect. Your options, Ski. Hail to the Victors, Hail Hail, or the Victors?
And Hail Hail seems a little problematic. But I'm going to go with it. Hail Hail Hail. They seem like it. Hail Hail.
It is the Victors. Yeah. It was written, by the way, it was written in 1898.
Get out of here, this fucking conference.
They won a game against the Chicago Maroons 12-11. And the guy wrote the song.
History.
Good God. They won a Western Conference title.
Yeah.
All right,
was this like before the Louisiana Purchase and like
right? I know.
People heading out west. What's going on here?
This is great. All right, so back to you now, right, Ski? Yeah.
Yeah.
Long one here. Michigan refuses to have a live mascot. They say, and I'm quoting, "Such a symbol is unnecessary and undignified and would not properly reflect the spirit and values of Michigan athletics."
Go fuck yourself, Michigan.
Thank you. That said, they did have a live animal mascot from in the 1920s. What did they name that mascot?
Willie's Wonderland, the Wolverine.
There's no way anybody's gonna get this one. I know. I really just wanted to like ask this question, so don't worry about it. All right, King, your options: Mitch, Biff, or Wolverine.
I'm gonna say Biff.
That is the correct answer.
Go Biff.
Go Jesus Biff. Christ.
Wolverine would also be funny because sometimes I just call my dog dog. I'm like,
yeah.
Out of here, dog.
Yeah.
Well, I guess timely. You said this was in like the 30s when people actually were named Biff. So I guess it partially tracks.
Yeah. Was Biff in Death of a Salesman? Is that who?
Biff was in Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Not close to Death of a Salesman.
Well, it might be Harvey. I think you're right. Also, like, don't whistle in the elevator, Biff. Isn't that what they say?
I feel like, yeah, we're
a salesman.
A couple of Mark Twain's cutting it up right here.
See, there's the only interesting thing of this whole fucking thing is I'm gonna look up Death of a Salesman.
Actually, I got some backstory on old Biff here too. Michigan's AD at the time got jealous of Wisconsin having live
Biff Loman.
Oh, Biff Loman, that's right.
Old Biff Loman, yeah.
Old Biff Loman.
Biffy L.
So Michigan's AD got jealous of Wisconsin having live Badgers, so he begged trappers for years to get live Wolverines for him, but nobody would agree to do it. And then the Detroit Zoo got like 10 of them in 1927 and agreed to let him have two every like home game Saturday so he could have them. So there was Biff and there was Benny. And then they quickly realized that Wolverines can't be trained and they are really vicious and they attack human beings. And so they stopped doing it and gave them back to the zoo.
I wonder how many maulings there were before they're like, oh, this might not be a great idea.
How many college kids died before they took him back to the zoo? Just because the AD really was jealous of Wisconsin.
First time ever someone's been jealous of Wisconsin.
No joke. Football. All right, we got two more questions and we are tied at two. Oh. So we are going back to King, right? Who got Biff. Yeah. Michigan has four Big Ten rivalry games with nicknames and trophies. Ohio State, Northwestern, and Minnesota are three. Michigan State is the other. What does the winner of the Michigan State game receive? What's the trophy?
Babe's Blue Ox.
Nope. Your options, Ski. Little Brown Jug, Paul Bunyan Trophy, or George Jewett Trophy?
Again, they're the George Jewett Trophy.
Nope, that is Northwestern.
Paul Bunyan's trophy, huh?
Is it Paul Bunyan?
I almost said you were really close.
don't trip me up. Minnesota and Wisconsin play for Paul Bunyan's ox.
They do.
So that's what hit my head. It's like, that can't be another Paul Bunyan, but Babe the Blue Ox.
Yep. They've played that rivalry game since 1898 as well, by the way. Just fucking hell. Like the Big Ten, where history comes from. All right, last question goes to Ski. And it is for the win. If you don't get this, if one of you doesn't get this, then it's a tie. And it's soccer. So, Ski, who is Michigan's all-time winningest head coach?
This is just so dumb, because I'm going to say Bo Schembechler, and it's probably going to be like...
I think I might know who this is.
Old Tommy, two-stepper from 1902. I'm going to say Bo Schembechler, and I know I'm wrong.
Bo Schembechler is the correct answer.
I thought it was going to be Yost Fielding.
Yeah. Fielding Yost, yeah.
Yeah, that's a guy, right? Okay, yep. All right. Yeah.
Fielding Yost is second. Bo Schembechler, 194, 48, and 5 in his time at Michigan.
Yeah, that's beat Ohio State.
Good. Yeah, like 48 of those losses were to Ohio State.
Shoot in the BCS, Bo.
By the way, Lloyd Carr third and Jim Harbaugh is fourth. Harbaugh was like 86-25 at Michigan, which is crazy.
And he really stacked those up the last 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, right? It doesn't seem like he was there that long.
Lloyd Carr was really there that long.
122 and 40. Like, that's not bad.
Yeah. I just didn't think he was there for that long. Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. So nice victory, Ski.
Yeah.
You did it. Let's go ahead and do our list. What is our list? It came from the Discord. It is in honor of the Dwayne Wade statue that was released this week and the fact that the last time Oregon played Michigan in Ann Arbor, they did the Statue of Liberty and the fake Statue of Liberty. It is top three statues, and it comes from Hucklebenny in our Discord. Who would like to start?
I'll start it off. Christ the Redeemer.
It's a good one.
Always looking out for me, guy.
Big ups. Yep.
Big ups.
All right. Well, I'm going to follow Kane because I was thinking of Christ the Redeemer, and then I remembered a cooler one, and that's Buddy Christ from Dogma.
That's good, too. I had Christ the Redeemer in my honorable mention, but my actual number three is the Michael Jordan statue because it's awesome. Like, it's awesome.
I think
he's got the legs out. He's got the, yeah.
I think the more topical thing about statues was not the Statue of Liberty play, but was the Dwayne Wade statue.
That's what I said. I said both. Yeah.
Did you?
It was both. Yep. Dwayne Wade's horrible statue that looks like Antoine Walker and
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne. Yep. Yeah. It's wild. And then, by the way, him just throwing the sculptor under the bus during his speech, and then pictures come out of him like approving it and really liking it when the dude was making it. So, D. Wade. Not a good look, brah. Brah.
Yeah, he had that Buddy Christ look, the finger point with the thumb up. Just, yeah.
Buddy Christ is so funny.
Buddy Christ.
That's so funny. All right, from the chat, Hucklebunny says the Cristiano Ronaldo statue.
Good one, too.
Nutian says the Oregon Pioneer on top of the Oregon State Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Booble says Statue of Happiness in GTA 4. I don't know that one. I might need to see a picture of that. Share that in the Discord. And then WCP says Colossus of Rhodes.
That one
seems like a Roman statue.
Yeah, it's like a real statue. I have one of those on mine.
You see a Roman profile picture online, don't engage them because it's always the most racist shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys actually seen any of like the famous statues, like the art ones? I've seen a few of them. Like I've seen them. I saw the
Statue of Liberty. It's really small.
Yeah.
I know that.
I saw the statue.
You're like, oh, that's what it is. Oh,
yeah. You're like on the boat going out there to look at it. And you're like, oh, there's a thing. And now I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Great. I'm on a boat. Yeah. Fantastic. I've seen David. I saw the thinker.
David.
David. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Brady Leaf. It's a football joke, kids.
How is that not on your list is the question, man. That's
oh my god, that was perfect. All right, who's up?
Me, yeah. Number one, Michelangelo's David, because size doesn't always matter. Body posse.
Amen. Glad somebody said it finally in my life.
Right.
Is it Yuski?
Yeah. I don't like my other two are real ones, so it's not as cool.
It's okay.
My number two is the terracotta army in China.
Yeah.
There's a fucking fuckload of those guys under there too.
8,000.
If you want to see a terracotta army, go to any retirement place in the state of Arizona. There's so much terracotta.
Turquoise too, maybe.
Oh, I'm not gonna rip on turquoise.
Yeah, hey,
brings out
yourself.
My eyes.
Watch yourself.
Yeah.
It is for the first emperor of China. There were 8,000 lifelike statues or life size statues that were built around his burial plot. That's
a little much.
That's a little much. It can be said. All right, that was my number one. I'm gonna change that to my number two. So terracotta army is my number two. All right, and then from the chat we got Booble with the Moon Man, the MTV award.
there was like a 4 or 5 year stretch where the Super Bowl trophy and the Moon Man were the two most important trophies in the world.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
Yeah.
If you get best kiss at the MTV award and then you walk away with that Moon Man or the popcorn one, right?
You're either Kurt Warner or Britney and Justin. That's that was it for like 5 years. It was great.
Oh, by the way, like let's rewind a little bit. Nutian says number three from his wife, the MLK embrace statue in Boston that looks like a butt.
That's a great one.
It's a good one.
I have actually seen that statue.
Bad city sculptures, Chris. they're so good. Like sports ones, whatever, but city ones with real historical figures crack me up.
Yeah. So good.
Especially walking like the East Coast, like walking around Boston, like, oh, I'll do like BU and like MIT. Just
there's a butt.
Random statues.
Yeah. There's that one really. Go ahead.
Speaking of bad, like city statues, the mirrored bean in Chicago.
Yes.
What's up with that?
I think that's what I was going to say. Like, that's the one that's like just really, it's like a chrome bean. That's just, it's just a bean.
An Oregon helmet. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really weird. All right. More twos. Hucklebenny says Genghis Khan equestrian statue. That's a badass statue.
Oh, I thought you were going to say outside of P.F. Chang's. That's where we're going. That's a great statue.
That's pretty cool, too. It's pretty cool, too. WCP says Atlas. Like, WCP is just dropping, like, actual statues.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
So smart.
It's fine.
He's the guy that's holding the world, right?
Yeah.
Atlas?
Uh-huh. Yep. He's got the whole world in his hands. Nutian's number two.
Good church camp song.
Yeah. Nutian's number two is the Las Vegas Statue of Liberty. Instead of like the real one.
The one in New York.
Yeah, New York one.
I dig Eiffel it. Tower. It's pretty sweet
it.
Over there.
I dig it. A lot of Eiffel Towers happening in Vegas.
Hey, yo.
By the way.
Yo.
Hey.
Good for you.
Hey. God. You have a number two? Does your lady have a number two? Drop it in the chat, man. What are you doing? Jeez.
That's impressive, bro. It means you have a woman and a friend. So
two people who will stand being around me. Wow. Nice. Oh boy. All right, number ones. Let's do them.
My number one, it has been torn down when he had to sell the team a few years ago. But Jerry Richardson, the old owner of the Carolina Panthers, had a statue outside Bank of America Stadium where he, it looked like, was holding two just fierce panthers by like by the scruff of their necks.
Yeah.
And they had testicles, both of them just swaying the size of soccer balls. Big old nuts, big old testicles on those cats. So Jerry Richardson, Carolina Panthers,
what?
Big old nuts.
Yo.
Anytime you get a scrotum in public, how can you go wrong?
Is he problematic? Why would they tear that statue down?
Because he was really racist. That's why I had to sell it.
Yes,
he was very sexist. He was like, oh, it's raining outside. That's not the only reason you're wet, lady. And they're like, oh, I'm just an intern.
By the way, like,
he's very problematic.
It should tell you something that he commissioned a statue of himself to put in front of the stadium. He owns like that
on day one.
That says a lot.
One of the Carolina Panthers.
Says a lot. Panthers, like, right, yeah.
Big old nuts.
Nutian's wife names her Erica. Number two is the Oregon Duck. I assume outside Matt Knight Arena, right? I would assume.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep.
There is one outside of Autzen too.
There is.
Sitting on a bench.
That's right. Okay. I say both. Let's just put them both in there. All right. What's your one, Ski?
All right. My number one, I mean, I wish I could give this to King to say because my French, not very good. So it's the L'Immortalité de Vincennes Les Temps. It's on, the champs. At least it's the big old statue on top of the thing where it's like the four war horse chariot on top of this like big arch. Pretty cool looking.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Arc de Triomphe.
Can you say that one more time?
The L'Immortalité de Vincennes Les Temps.
Yeah. Did you say Les Compétents, King?
That's
Is that from Clueless?
No, it's from Home Alone.
Home Alone. That's right. That's right. Okay. I get those movies mixed up.
I always just give it right over to King if it comes up to French. Yeah. He knows.
Guy Le Fleu, Les Incompetents, Les Habitants.
Guy Le Douche.
Guy Le Douche. Guy Le Douche.
Ooh, my number one is the Shaquille O'Neal. My number one is the Shaq one, because he's
a good one.
Dunking, yeah. Hanging from the rim, got his like balls hanging. Speaking of balls hanging out, like got his balls like anybody can just walk up and get dunked on by Shaq. Like that's a great statue. That's my number one. Ones from the chat. Booble says the Easter Island heads.
Yeah, overrated. Mm. Do it on Memorial Day.
Uncle Benny says Statue of Liberty, and then he says USA, USA, fuck Donald Trump, USA. I have to read what they put. It's in the contract.
Have you seen Polymarket?
Hey, don't go betting. I'll tell you that much.
You see 138? You talk to your neighbor Edgar?
What has Nate Silver said? That's what I want to know. Number one from Natian, the Lincoln Monument, Lincoln Memorial. He changed it to, which, yeah. And then
that's one I actually want to go see. I've never been to DC. I do want to see. I want to see that stuff. I like that.
And then Erica says, number one, the Bucky's statue outside the gas station. Fire.
Yes.
Fire. And then last but not least, WCP says Rocky. Good statues.
I want to pat ourselves on the back for not no one saying everyone's statute of limitations.
Thought about it.
I thought about it too, but we're growing. We're growing as a podcast.
We all thought about it, and then you went and said it anyway. Well, Ski, hey,
you have to applaud ourselves when we get through something like that.
Yeah, do the clap.
I didn't like it. Yeah, I was never going to say it.
Yeah, never going to say
bad
it.
Bad suggestion.
No. Mm-hmm. I got two things of real history on my fucking list, Braga.
Yeah. Nice work. I have one honorable mention other than Christ the Redeemer, and that's the Bobby Orr one, because that's a really cool one. Like, it's just a cool statue because he's like diving. He's like, ah. Yeah, it's cool. Anyway. All right. Anything else? We good? Okay. Dodgers win the World Series. That just happened. So I guess, not all is right in the world. But also, it could be worse. The Yankees could have won, so whatever. Movie on Sunday is Escape from New York. It is on Prime. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. And let's just go ahead and say, go Ducks. Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
And as I say, happy Halloween. Yeah. Braga, Ski, then to me. Spooky laughter taking us into the end of the pod.
Oh, I got you.
3, 2, 1, spook.
Well, okay, what? I didn't hear either of you.
Right. We'll survive. Yeah, whatever.
All right, maybe
thank
not.
You, Jürgen. Maybe thank you, we'll Jürgen, and yeah. Thank you.
Jürgen and the Klopp.
Braga being Jürgen.
No, thank you, Jürgen and the Klopp. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yep.
All right, bye.